Welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today as it's the new album from the Duluth, Minnesota trio, Low. Drums and Guns came out this week on the Sub Pop label. That's their second album overall for that label, and this one, as opposed to last go around, which featured Low in a decidedly louder, darker place than we've seen him before, this one may be described as naked, skeletal. Good new stuff, Drums and Guns from Low today on the show, who seem to keep reinventing themselves somehow. Nice music from them. Also, we'll get to new stuff from Blonde Redhead, the New York City-based trio set to return with the follow-up to the wonderful Misery is a Butterfly album. 23 comes out April 10th. We'll get to the title track from that one from Blonde Redhead. Also hear more from Brighton, Massachusetts. That's the Chicago-based band who recently released a self-titled debut. Good stuff from them as well. And Elk City. Haven't heard from them in a while, but New Believers is a new album out from the New Jersey, New York City-based band. It's coming out in April. All that music and more on the way. Stay tuned. Also today, very excited about this. The band is Archives. They're out of Seattle. And it's the new project that features Matt Brook, formerly of Carissa's Weird, and then he went on to at least start Band of Horses with Ben Bridwell before leaving that band last year. Archives has some demo recordings up, and we'll play one for you today from Matt Brook and company. And also these guys, the first of a handful of Canadian acts we'll be hearing today as we get to music from Young Galaxy and Arcade Fire later on in the show. This is Apostle of Hustle from the new National Anthem of Nowhere, a tune called Chances Are. Yes. Back in house now today, it's the brand new release from Low out this week, Drums and Guns, the second album for the Sub Pop label, and changing themselves around once again, still covering a pretty dark territory, but it's a very empty sound, very skeletal music from Low coming up today on the show. Also get to new stuff from Blonde Redhead along the way, and Archives, the new band that has been founded by Matt Brook, formerly of Chris's Weird and later on Band of Horses. Lots of good things coming up. This is Brighton, Massachusetts, the band from Chicago. Another one that we discovered on the South by Southwest website, and the MP3 is available there. But it turns out their full length, newly out, is actually pretty good stuff. Brighton, Massachusetts here starting the set. Bet you never thought.
For the sake of tradition, just to be alone. But all you found was a frown, and that act in the clown turned your thoughts to stone. So you've abandoned your dreams for a city of screams and a necktie. And you sit and you think of the tears you would shed if you let yourself cry. Bet you never thought it would be like this. I bet you never thought it would be like this. Yet you're saved by the graves of old men whose names lay on the jukebox. And when you see records turning round people and sounds, you want to play your part. So you sing lonesome songs of things they're long gone, you're kissing them goodbye. And with your soul beneath your feet, you're hitting the streets in search of a collective sigh. I'll bet you never thought it would be like. Bet you never thought it would be like this.
Music from MK Ultra. You might recognize the vocals of John Vanderslice. Of course, that's the band he fronted once upon a time before going solo. The Dream Is Over, the title track from their final release. Vanderslice himself in the current solo version will be appearing in Salt Lake City tune playing Kilby Court on April 9th, along with St. Vincent and Brighton, Massachusetts. That's the band, or perhaps Brighton, MA, right before their self-titled release is just out. Bet You Never Thought, the tune from that band out of Chicago. Well, this is new music, and if you have been a fan of Carissa's Weird or even Band of Horses in the past, you might be interested in this. The band from Seattle is called Archives, and they're fronted by Matt Brook, who was the male vocal in the band Carissa's Weird, also helped Ben Bridwell begin Band of Horses before splitting on what apparently were maybe not such amicable terms. But Brook back now with a new band and has recorded some demos, including this one from Archives, this tune called Sleep Driving.
Driving away. Let
That's Rob Crow on his own. He's also a member of the band Pinback. Up comes from this year's Living Well album. And Archives right before, a new band out of Seattle, fronted by Matt Brook, formerly of Chris's Weird. And you might recognize a similar style there, kind of a slow burn into a huge crescendo. A demo there from Archives called Sleep Driving. You're in-house. Of course, you can find us more online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. We have MP3 downloads there, including live performances done here in the studio. That plus archives of podcasts and more, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Lowe's new release out this week is Drums and Guns. We hear from that when we come back in-house. Back now today listening to the 8th studio album from the Duluth, Minnesota trio Low. It's Drums and Guns, and it is, as the title might indicate, very much about the current state of the world, including war, of course, although not necessarily specifically going into political issues, but in general. And that makes for a very dark album from Low, and the production here matches it. It's skeletal, to say the least. Naked, and not necessarily something you would expect from producer Dave Fridman, who's usually known For all of his bells and whistles, he's responsible for much of the Flaming Lips material, for example. But almost in a complete about-face from Lowe's last release, going back a couple years, The Great Destroyer, which was a lot louder and a point sunnier than things they'd done in the past. New music from Lowe, Drums and Guns, we start off with this tune called Breaker.
Let's bury the hatchet like the Beatles.
From Lowe's Drums and Guns, it's out this week. You see what I'm saying? So little there, it seems like. Skeletal, you might call it. Hatchet is the name of that tune. And right before, Breaker from Lowe, who will also be touring the U.S. and Europe in support of this new release. It's just out this week. Let's get to a couple more. Always lurking in Lowe's music, at least in the backgrounds, along the fringes, is the ethereal voice of Mimi Parker. And she is here still, although Alan Sparhawk taking care of a lot of the lead vocal duties on this tune. We'll get to a couple more. The first one sung more by Sparhawk and Parker taking care of the vocals on the second. This first tune called Violent Past.
Thank you.
Keep the Car Running New from the Arcade Fire's Neon Bible, of course. Following the last of four tunes today from Lowe's Drums and Guns, we heard Always Fade. Definitely a lot more of an electronic presence in this album than you will find in Lowe's past music. And right before, Violent Past from Lowe, who are actually, they're a trio, two of whom are married to one another. They have two children. It's very much a domestic familial scene. But I've always covered such dark territory going back to their beginnings as part of the slowcore movement in the 1990s. The album new out this week on Sub Pop Records. You're in-house. Some underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing, a full-service brew pub, fresh eatery, and arts and music venue located in Pocatello's historic warehouse district. Port Nefali Brewing at 232-1644. Stick with us. New music from Blonde Redhead coming up. Back now with something upcoming from the New York City-based trio Blonde Redhead. 23 is the follow-up to the excellent Misery is a Butterfly that came out in 2004. The new album is out April 10th. This one, the title track from Blonde Redhead, it's 23.
that love is free. 'Cause anything worth fighting for doesn't come for free. We believe in time that you will see how a war might save us, how a war might save us.
Sounding band on the Canadian label Arts and Crafts. Young Galaxy have just recently released their debut EP. This is the title track from it. It's called Swing Your Heartache. And Blonde Redhead, new music from that band right before. 23 is the title track from their upcoming release. You'll find it out on April 10th. Speaking of new stuff, this is music from Elk City, who, as I said, I remember a great album that they put out back at the end of the 1990s. Haven't really heard much from them since, though, but they're returning in mid-April with the album New Believers. This is called Los Cruzados.
Let's jump in the river to celebrate the light that they left in our hearts.
Singer-songwriter Rebecca Gates, formerly the frontwoman of the Spinanes back in the 1990s. If there's one artist that needs to make a new recording, it may be her. This goes back to 2001. It's her most recent work. The tune is The Seldom Seen. She's not completely out of it. She just played a South by Southwest show. Also sings some backup on Willie Nelson's most recent album. But music here from Rebecca Gates follows Elk City, brand new stuff from them. Los Cruzados, the tune from New Believers, out April 17th. That's going to do it for another edition of In-House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Bullion Soup and Catering Company in Pocatello, where every day they whip up a fresh and unique batch of soups and more. Kitchen Epiphanies daily at 302 East Center Street in town. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned. The world is next.